Diana's magical destiny is finally revealed, and we get a look into the past. Welcome back to the Land of Magic. Reach out, and our after show will begin. It's the Little Witch Academia after show, and it starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Me too. We didn't have long enough to recover.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Netflix. Quote Netflix's Little Witch Academia. We're here to talk about our feelings together, like a family does.
Yeah.
Welcome in. I'm one of your hosts, and it's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. But I'm not alone. Never alone. My fellow host on the show, Stacey Shuttleworth.
Hi, guys. I'm Stacey Shuttles. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles.
Rachel Goodman is here.
I'm here. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Goodman, if you didn't already know. And you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rachel Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman.
I don't know why, why would anybody think that would change over the course of 2 hours? Yeah. or an hour.
Maybe I just needed something new.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Gotta get that hype because these episodes were sad. There was some sadness. There was some goodness. There were some happy times.
I had emotion.
All the feels.
Lots of feels.
Intellect and Sensibility was the name of episode 20, and Discipline was the name of episode 21. And we're going to talk about those in just a second, but first, we're going to talk to you a little bit about the new direction that AfterBuzz TV is going to be going in. As always, we would like to thank you for your support, and we have some exciting news about AfterBuzz. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. So, starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring you a whole new slate of content, formats, and guests. Our after shows are not going anywhere. They're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only are for part of the year, especially when it comes to Netflix. It's one big burst, and that's that. But for the rest of the year, there's news surrounding all of these shows, especially these days when it comes to Netflix and anime. But we want to break this news to you, and being who we are, the ESPN of TV Talk, it is our job to cover it for you. So, we're going to have in-depth coverage for comedy, drama, animated, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing is off-limits. And given our no-limits approach on TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it might be hard to find the shows you love, and we listened. We are restructuring the website, shows, and our platforms to make it easier for you to find what you're looking for. Our YouTube channel will soon be divided into 9 sections by genre: dramas, comedies, reality, reality competition, wrestling and sports, animation, sci-fi fantasy superheroes, red carpets, and lastly, our own featured and original content. There's a lot to be excited about, but it won't all happen overnight. As we develop, we'll be experimenting to cater to your personal TV desires, which means your participation and feedback will be essential to deliver these custom shows. So to keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter launching in September and check out our show AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stecker. And if you've not seen any of the shows that Megan Stecker does, she traditionally does a lot of reality TV shows, but she's a great host nonetheless, and AfterBuzz Weekly is a wonderful program, so make sure to check that out. And if you're excited about these new directions, so are we. That means that we could probably talk about anime more often, and we're nerds. So, let's move on. Episode 20, Intellect and Sensibility, picking up right where we left off. Diana going in to start the quote ritual. Red flag. and Aqua and Andrew are trying to stop her. Like, is this really what you want, girl?
Yeah, I'm surprised that Andrew was so like, yeah, stop her. Like, talk to her.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, with Andrew and Akko, I love how their relationship has kind of evolved into this, where he never would have respected her like this before. And now he's like, all right, well, she came all this way. Talk to her. But yeah, obviously, if even Andrew is saying talk to her, then he's thinking there's something not quite right about all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, just for there's a tradition where nobody can interfere with the ritual or there's some bad stuff will happen to him. And yet, we got, hold on, let me go back into my notes. let's see. Snake bitch Aunt Daryl. I just wanted to make sure that I got that right. I know this is a family show, but we can put one in there. PG-13, whatever. Ends up wrapping her up with the snakes, and I noticed there were two snakes, and I was wondering, are her daughters the snakes?
Yeah.
I overthought this way too much.
When you but said the signs that, are there.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense in the moment.
Definitely. And in the last episode, they didn't talk.
Nope.
So maybe they metamorphosed their way into snakes. Again, wasn't the case. She just has snakes.
Yeah,
she
just
has
a, just because.
Attack sure snakes.
If that's creepier.
About just having snakes?
Just having snakes.
That she keeps on her person.
Constantly.
And not shown, but they're somewhere.
Like, at least if you've got, like, these two shadow daughters following you around, like, that's how you're hiding your snakes. It's, you know.
I never thought I would hear the sentence, and that's how you're hiding your snakes. But thanks to Little Witch Academia.
You just say some.
Oh, boy. So we find out that it's a little bit, this relates to an eclipse, a lunar eclipse of Venus, and that allows the family, it looks like the Sorcerer's Stone, but mm-hmm. it seems to be like a personal family magic vessel that reacts, and you get a chance to communicate with your forefathers and foremothers, and plead your case to the family, essentially, as to why you should lead the family into this new era. Okay. Cool.
Traditions.
But we got to, like, one of the things that I'm a little sad about with learning more about Diana is we're not learning it from Diana. It's not Diana mm-hmm. Who's being honest with Akko. And it's great as the audience because we get to learn a little bit more about her. But we had Anna in the last episode tell Akko about her parents. And we had Andrew in this episode tell us about how when they were kids, she wouldn't play with everybody. She would just be trying to practice magic because she couldn't use magic as a kid. Mm-hmm. Now, how much did you cry and how soon?
So much almost immediately.
Yeah, I definitely had to touch up my makeup after that one. But it was sad. Just sad.
For Diana. It goes to show, though, even someone who comes off as being just naturally good at something mm-hmm. Things aren't always as they seem. Mm-hmm. And clearly Diana, yeah, she's skilled at this point, but she had to work very hard for what she has.
And I think that's a good thing for Akko to hear, as like, especially with the last episode with their scene on the tower, which one of the things I didn't get a chance to mention, one of my favorite, it was very mindful blocking in that scene to where Diana was hidden and reserved, and it wasn't just in her language, it was also in the way that she was presenting herself. She had her back to Akko, you were barely seeing her, so you mm-hmm. could tell that she wasn't necessarily being her true self, whereas Akko was front and center mm-hmm. and staring immediately at camera, and I tend to notice that stuff a little bit more these days, but sad. And then Andrew and Akko are still enjoying their night out as they do. But it always comes back to be about Diana. And, I took a picture of the screen. So Andrew's like, hey, she told you what she wanted, so you just kind of have to let her do it. It's like, everything you said makes sense, but I still can't go along with it.
Oh, okay. That was sweet, funny.
And if there's a line that hits our girl's character on the head
that is it.
Everything makes sense, but I don't like it.
I'm not listening to it.
And then she does go on to say that in her heart she feels like Diana is not doing this for the right reasons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Once Diana puts her mind to something, she doesn't quit until it's done, and she wouldn't quit school.
Yeah.
There's a reason she was there.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So, yeah, Akko made a really, really good point, and so, again, it comes back to heart versus thinking with your head, and honestly, even though I understand Diana is free to make her own decisions, Akko, I feel like in that moment, that kind of rationalized everything for me, and I understood why Akko was doing what she was doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They end up hearing the not-snake twins, we found out right away, talking about, I wish I could have taken care of Diana. I'm jealous of her mom.
These two.
Terrible people.
Oh, boy.
But they find out Daryl, who just comes back through the wall like a demon, because she's a demon.
Oh, my God.
they true demon. Openly talk about, oh, yeah, no, she's fine. I tied her up. Like she won't be making it to the ceremony.
As loudly as they could possibly talk about it.
So, like, not only just for Andrew and Akko to hear, but we know that the staff, the household staff is sparse, but somebody else could have heard that. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that nobody else, I would have loved to see, even though we got a wonderful moment at the end with Anna and the rest of the staff, if the rest of the staff showed up to the door. And we're like, we know, but we just want to make sure that she's all right. We're not going to go in there. We just want to make sure that she's okay. But it still worked. Now, Akko and Andrew, you can't go in there. It's against tradition. Did you say tradition?
Tradition.
Rules are meant to be broken.
It was adorable.
It was.
And as Andrew is going in to follow Akko, stops him and says, hey, I'm a witch. You should stay here. I got it. to which I think even Andrew should have been like, yeah, but you're still you.
Are you sure?
I know you're passionate.
To which Akko should have even been like, I know I'm me. I'm going to mess this up.
But or, I'm still going to come out on top.
Or just for a joke, put the ass ears back on him.
And run off.
Shut up.
Yeah. That would have been
you
so
deal with that. I'll be right back. Damn it, she got me again.
He's just stewing in a corner later on. Ugh, can you creep. Fix this now?
Mm-hmm. She ends up fighting the snakes, picks the mouse form first. Not the best idea.
Not the best
choice. Well, Akko, we're talking about.
She didn't know either.
Yeah, she didn't know. Yes. But even then, transforming into her bird form, and then finally the flying elephant form, which I don't know why that's not her default.
You think she would pick... I mean, I guess the flying elephant would not have gotten out of a cage.
No, but I mean, at least for this. But
I know, for this,
this
situation, yeah, you fly over, and so she looks at this narrow path.
Mouse. I'll do the mouse thing.
Gonna scamper right on over.
She ends up defeating the snakes, but gets bitten. And this is nothing compared to Susie's poisons.
I thought that was hilarious.
Is that good? Is that healthy? I don't know if that's healthy.
All these months of Susie experimenting on her, I guess. There's our payoff.
Yeah.
We got it.
Akko, antibody Akko.
Yeah. This is nothing.
You got nothing on a psychotic mushroom witch.
Yeah.
So now Diana makes the choice to save Akko instead of pursuing finishing the tradition. To which Akko's like, wait, no, you should do
wait
it.
Wait a second, yeah, after all this.
Pick something!
When she runs in there to literally stop her.
Yeah. I've got to stop her. Wait, you're stopping? And Diana says herself.
It's your dream.
Didn't you want to stop me? Okay, you're right.
This should have been a success.
But what did y'all think of finding out more about the Cavendish family?
I think it was the appropriate time to learn more. Plus, even though Akko didn't hear a lot from Diana about how she failed at magic as a child, at least Diana was kind of at this point letting Akko in. I felt like they had a big like breakthrough in their relationship, and it was just kind of cool learning all these things about her family too. It was pretty interesting.
I also think in a way that Diana opening up about her family's past is somehow a little more precious to her than opening up about her own personal history. With the way she's been raised, with tradition being so important, and she's so proud to be part of this family, to kind of, I guess, enlighten Akko about this part of herself or this part of her heritage is probably a pretty big thing for her.
Yeah, especially where kindness is the and kindness being the testament of the Cavendish family, and even earlier Akko laughing that off, but just not understanding, and it's even more of a testament to what Diana has been throughout this entire series, which sometimes she just doesn't pick the right way to say something, but it's the right thing to say. It's questionable here, questionable there. But the fact that they had an underground hospital for healing during the war, which I assume World War One, World War Two, or you know, something along that. And they healed both sides. It was a place of peace, where no matter like it's like the old paintings you would see of the Civil War, where it would be the two camps just like right across the river from each other and taking a break from the war at night and like
Christmas is a break and
like the weirdest like the quote rules of war and the rules of engagement are just so bizarre. But then hearing that healing magic is what the Cavendish family is known for, and what Beatrix brought to the Nine Old Witches. Like, that was the magic that that family brought. Hoo boy. And then Diana just making the decision. Yeah, so I'm not gonna do it. I've decided. I've gone through with it. And then Akko, presenting the mother of all, forgive my language, the mother of all motivational speeches, and just bringing her, just tears in her eyes, like, no, if that's your dream, you have to follow your dream.
I never knew what you believed in before. You need to do this.
And Dan just being so like, what?
Her body language is the, oh my god, what? No one does this to me in my face.
Are these what they call emotions?
What is happening? How is she doing this so openly?
And I will say, like, it was a complete shift from the camera work of their scene from the last episode, where this put them on the exact same plane, showed them in the on the exact same level, the same height, same everything, which showed them as equals, represented them as equals. And I liked that a lot. So they end up finding the word, which is, or a word, which is a little bit too much for me to repeat.
That is quite a word.
It was a word. And it turns the shiny rod into a broom. And after all of the unique, I will still stress unique, transformations that the shiny rod has gone after the reciting of these words, did you expect it just to be a broom this time?
I almost expected was that this would be the one broom that Akko would be able to fly, and this would be the moment that she would be able to fly. That's what I was expecting and hoping for, so I was a little bit...
Well, at the same time, it's not like she tried and failed. She just went, oh, this is the fastest broom ever. You take it.
Yeah.
So it was Diana that extended the hand, didn't even give Akko a chance to ride it, so I think with however many episodes, 2021, with four episodes left, there's still plenty of time for her to try.
Yeah.
And if we do get the seventh word by the end of this season, then it's without a shadow of a doubt that she's going to have to use all seven against Croy. we'll get to her. So they zoom out. They go to the unicorn statue, and Daryl and Co. try to interfere, but the broom's just too fast for them, and they get punished for interfering. They slowly get turned into trees, which I'm pretty sure that's a reference to like the original Cinderella, I think.
Yeah.
As their punishment?
And like some sort of a punishment. That's a reference to one of the old stories, like one of the Grimm's fairy tales, is that the family got turned to like a part of the forest or something. I think. I'm not confirming that as fact. A couple of folks in here. TMT Country Dragon, welcome. When they were flying out of there, that music was awesome. Agreed. Yes. And you can buy the soundtrack now on Amazon.com, and you can also buy it for us. Jason Potter, not going to lie, Diana smiling genuinely for the first time is one of the best things ever. Totally agreed. Yes. It was just... Sam JJ94, Diana needs to smile like that more. Totally agree. Yeah. And Eastman, Diana is a better person than me. We can't make that call. Can't make that call. But
I can't say she's a better person than me.
I feel like, though, if she had just gone and left them, the way that they were structuring that part of the episode, it would have made her look so awful at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So she kind of had to.
Well, especially if you're supposed to represent the family. By giving up, no matter the level of that family, by giving up that family, you're not fit to lead if you're willing to let people just die.
And she made it a point, too, that her family helped both the enemies and the people on their side. So if she just walked away, she'd be going against everything.
Oh, yeah, and she'd walk up to the ancestors and look at her and be like, yeah, no.
Goodbye.
Bye. Walk away.
You are not suitable.
Yeah. You chose poorly. But I think it was 100% the right thing to do. And I think another place where the show succeeded was instead of rewarding that, because we do see Beatrix appears to Diana and just sort of looks at her before going away. And I consider that a quiet acknowledgement, and without going, well, even though the everything is concluded and you missed your window, we're still going to reward you by being the head of the family. Like, it still gave the satisfaction of knowing that Diana is ready and is a genuinely a good person at heart, but while also not just Deus Ex Machina in everything.
Or stomping all over the tradition that they've had all these years.
A better punishment is holding this over Daryl forever. That's a good point. Reckless Corazon, hashtag protect Diana's smile.
Yes, about that.
Now, even though we've only had experience with Anna as a speaking member of the staff, both Anna and the entire staff of the house encourage her to return to Luna Nova and live out her dream. And this is a really nice moment because if anybody's watched any sort of Batman media, there has been a long-standing young ward, young master relationship in pop culture for years, and this is a sort of a thing where we find out that Diana's lost her parents at such a young age, and her aunt is just a demon. Simply put, a demon. But it's nice to know that there's this support system, and this is the family. This there has always been this family, and whether or not Diana has realized it or not, we get the moment as an audience to go, she has an amazing support structure, and they all care about her very much, even though she's not there, because they know that she's away living a dream and fulfilling a promise to the family. It was really beautiful, and I didn't cry. So,
not at all.
Like a big boy. But we also got the confirmation that Daryl believes, you know what, if somebody is going to bring this family together, it's going to be her.
Which kind of comes around to it.
And Daryl, honestly, she didn't seem that bad by the end of the episode. I thought she was going to be, I don't know, as bad as Croy, but I thought she was going to be pretty bad. And then by the end, it's like she almost kind of recognized Diana as someone worthy enough to be the leader of the family. And I almost wonder if it was less because she's bad and more because she just wanted to really test Diana and see if she was ready.
If they've sold family heirlooms, I don't know how great she can be.
I feel like she was desperate before this, and she's kind of seeing a little bit of hope that Diana can turn things around for them.
We also get Andrew finding Akko's hat in the car, and Diana actually like, don't tell anybody I told you this, but thank you for everything. What was that?
I didn't hear you!
I didn't get that! The winds
it was loud!
Winds in my ears! What? Can you tell me that one more time, please?
That was really funny.
One more.
You can walk back.
Diana.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's a lovely moment between these two characters. We're still on him for a moment. But Marcus Corazon on Twitter, make sure to check the hashtag ABTVLWA because they have been on fire. They are comparing Andrew's first appearance to his episode 20 appearance, where we should probably avoid carelessly entering, and Akko kicks open the door to him with Akko, like, no, we've got to bust
shoving
into this
open
thing.
The door.
Akko's got an influence on him. And also make sure, go to iTunes, leave a review. We mentioned the new direction that AfterBuzz is going into, and if you want a delightful, cheery anime future, make sure to leave plenty of comments on both our YouTube page, go back to all of our shows, even if you've just recently found us. Go back to our season 1, episodes 1 and 2 show. comment on everything, like everything, share with your friends, and leave a comment on iTunes. If you are not in the American iTunes, we won't be able to see that pop up for us. So make sure to take a screenshot, send that to us, use the hashtag ABTVLWA, and we will read it on the air. Next week are our last set of episodes. So if you would like to get your comment read before probably about 2020, when season 3 of Little Witch Academia is gonna go up, then make sure to leave that comment. We would really appreciate it, and it would help more anime content come to you from AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much. Let's move on to episode 21, Discipline. Oh. Now when it's... Smile went away. Now, it started with Frank and Andrew in the car, and I thought it was going to be a different type of episode. Now, mm-hmm. the thumbnail did show Croy and Akko together going through the one of the ley lines, but this was a... It was an interesting scene, and it was there to present the emotion refresh app that everybody's using to feel better. And it's and I was wondering why we were stuck on the soccer riots, or the football riots, depending on where you're from. I'll just say football because that's more common. The football riots that were happening in the streets, and I like the subtle touch. It wasn't FIFA. It's IFFA. IFFA.
Yes. And like last episode, they were talking about how they were burning things and rioting. And yeah, I kind of wondered too why they would bring that up, but it kind of makes sense.
We found out that Croy is using the Emotion Refresh app. So not only is she making money on the side, she'll probably make it free.
Free download.
She'll probably make it free, and then there are ads on it. So still kind of making money off of it. So she's making some money on the side with the Emotion Refresh app, and she is causing a hate surge, which is going into her research and the symbol that appeared on screen. The Noir Void Spirit or whatever it was called. It's been like 5 episodes since it was mentioned and a week. Forgive me, but yeah, it looks like it also kind of looks like the seal on the nine-tailed fox from Naruto a little bit. Or the one on Naruto's tummy where they sealed away the... Yeah, he's a baby, yep. I can say tummy. But Miraculous Corazon opens with Frank and Andrew. Already best episode.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then...
yeah.
And then...
So we think.
Now for something completely different.
And right? Now, sad.
We have a complete shift in what this episode sets itself up to be.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, haha, you thought.
The only thing is that, you know... Obviously, this is going to come back into play later, so right. I understand why they did it, why they have to set it up now, but yeah, totally different. Yeah.
TMNT, Country Dragon, and Miraculous Corazon both say, Noir Fuel Spirit. Thank you. That's not what they said. That would just happen. The app that Frank showed Andrew featured icons of both the Scissor Blade from Kill la Kill and the Kingsman Umbrella. And another thing that Corazon brought up is that Andrew's dad, Paul... his design seems to be influenced by Colin Firth's character from Kingsman.
So excellent.
Of Harry. Yeah.
Oh my god, it absolutely does and look with, that way.
Which makes me wonder, I hope we don't get to see a church scene much like we saw in Kingsman where Paul shoots a lot of people. Anyway.
Well, that would be a complete other shift.
Yeah.
This would be a very different show all of a sudden.
Completely different show.
Spin-off.
Spin-off.
I don't know if we could even call it that.
That sort of stuff is one of the reasons why I like, one of the many reasons why I like this show so much, is they're not shy of referencing things that they like or things that they think fans will like. And it's also a smart business thing because... I mean, first of all, Kill la Kill is their own property, and they can do whatever they want with it. But it gets people talking. Like, maybe if Kill la Kill fans took one look at Akko and her friends and are like, that's not a show for me. But if one of their friends goes, hey, but they reference Kill la Kill in it, then, all right, maybe I'll watch it.
Give it a try.
Yeah, give it a shot. So,
and then they're sitting there watching for the one little reference.
Exactly.
Like, oh, there's
did you see
Scissor Blade?
It's in episode 21.
There's a little icon?
Though, I think... Thanks. Well, I know it. Could you imagine if we go back and visit Akko's family, if there's some sort of a reference to Kill la Kill?
Don't get my hopes up.
If just in the background you see
like Mako trotting by,
yeah, anybody. I mean, there's kind of, what is it with Trigger and Band uniforms? Because on the soundtrack, they're all wearing band uniforms.
Yeah. And I am so about that. Yeah. Like,
man, I want that.
I guess there's like a, you know, some kind of marching band at Luna Nova.
Might as well. And yeah, oh, God.
A magical marching band.
She had to get a new job after the school shut down in Kill the Kill.
Oh, jeez.
So now she teaches band at all Luna right. Nova.
That's probably not good.
So ultimately, so this episode is about the sixth magical word, Leon. Thank you for the easy one after the last one, which we're not even going to try to pronounce. This is all about the a specific tree that Chariot last tracked the word down to. But the issue with this tree is there's a pollen that is anti-witch, which later is explained you can lose your magic or the ability to fly. Mm-hmm. That's them some stakes.
Yeah.
That's a big risk.
And Akko's like, hey, Ursula, why don't we go on down? There's, God, no! Are you kidding? Those are going to butt any minute! I care about your safety because I'm a rational adult. But Croy's like, well, actually.
Yeah, hey, by the way, Ursula's wrong.
Yeah, Ursula's wrong and a terrible person. You should probably be suspect of every single thing she says.
Oh, Croy. She's like, I was watching this. Stop. She reminds me of Scar.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
What's that dark tree?
Yeah. Your father doesn't want you to do that, Simba.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you know, it's not all that bad. It's just being dramatic. Go ahead. Go try it.
And then you just hear like this. Like, under, like, why is this big green shadow behind you? No reason. Just get out of here.
It's fine.
I've got to do my Nazi song. But so this whole story, we find out. Croy is trying to get to Ursula by destroying her last hope for the fulfillment of her dream, which is awful and absolutely terrible. And one thing I will say about the show is they put the stakes really high, but nobody resorts to killing. Or at least they don't intentionally resort to killing. Because with Croy, it seems, there's always a plan and there's always a failsafe. And if something goes a little bit sour or if something goes the wrong way, she can just, in a flash, cancel and shut stuff down. And this is the first episode where we see her do that. But last episode, we also had Aunt Daryl who said, oh, yeah, she'll wake up after everything's over and it'll be fine, and then she won't be the head of the household. Not, I'm going to kill my niece, like a total evil demon, like she is, but uncharacteristically undemon-like. And then with this, when Croy isn't trying to kill Akko, she's just trying to shut down the magical energy so the shiny rod has an opportunity to choose somebody else, and maybe it'll be her that time. Even to the point where we don't hear it, but when Chariot falls out of the sky, she's going after her to make sure that she doesn't fall and die, because ultimately there's still a nugget of friendship there.
There has to be, because even from the flashbacks we saw, and I won't jump ahead, but
I mean, I'm all over the place, so go ahead.
Well, so even when we're looking and we see the moment when Croy doesn't like Chariot anymore, or seems to not like her because the shiny rod chooses Chariot, even after that moment, even though Croy looks very angry, then she kind of backs off and then seems like she's still Chariot's friend. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how to read her, because on the one hand, she's like terrible, doing all these crazy things. But then she saves Chariot, and in that moment when they're, you know, both crying with each other, she seems like she's still her friend and still cares about her.
And the fact that in that flashback, Chariot is just like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I took this dream away from you. I didn't mean it. He's like, no. Accept it. You have to accept it. It chose you.
Yeah.
Words to live by. How about that, Croy?
So
why don't you accept it?
So I wonder what happened between then and now, that now all she wants to do is destroy Chariot's dreams.
Doesn't want to destroy Chariot.
Just her dreams.
I want to destroy your dreams like you destroyed mine.
Yeah.
No, we'll get to the end of episode Sting in a second. But Stacey, what did you think about all of that?
Well, I think it just really complicated their friendship at that point. Mm-hmm. And it probably helped that Chariot did genuinely, you know, feel remorseful about it and didn't quite understand it's hard to look at someone you consider a really close friend, like, even when they have something you wanted, when they're like, no, I shouldn't have it, you should have it. And you're like, no, wait a second, hold on. No. You deserve nice things.
Yes, everybody deserves nice things. It seems to be the issue. I mean, they imply it in the intro, but Diana's been doing this work since she was a little girl in order to inherit the shiny rod and unlock the seven words and the Grand Triskelion and magical shiny magical destiny and all of that stuff. And then here comes this raging ball of emotions and feelings in Akko, and their bond wasn't necessary. It doesn't seem as strong as Croy and Chariots was, at least at the time, during the time period that we're being shown. But it's still something that they're going to have to live with, they're going to have to deal with. And I think because of the nature of the Cavendish family name, that Diana is going to be saved from that sort of negativity. Cause especially, they're all about kindness. And no matter what, the dream is going to be lived. And if I was Diana, even though I'm not doing it personally, helped her with the second word, and the fifth word.
I mean, they found that together essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. An old tradition and a new magic, which is a lovely. It's just a lovely implication. These old words, they're amazing. But I never got the meaning. Of course, thank you for introducing them now. How convenient. But. This was just rough. This was just absolutely rough of Ursula just blasting out to save Akko. Akko not having it, even just hitting the hand away from her, going, "You didn't want me to. What are you keeping from me? Why didn't you want me to do this? I can do this." Mm-hmm. It's Akko being blinded by those emotions that cause her to act so passionately. And it's like, that's your mom. That's your magical mom.
She wants what's best for you. Mm-hmm. She's not, like, underestimating you or anything. Chill.
No, dude. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just wondering. I was almost wondering if this would be the moment when she reveal herself as Chariot. Because it would be the perfect moment, since that's what Akko's telling her, is that, oh, I just want to see Chariot. Here I am!
I disagree. As we were watching it, I was saying to myself, oh, not like this. Not here. Not here. Because think about it. That's right after Croy said she's hiding something very important from you. Yeah. I have a feeling she's hiding something very important from you. And I think if they're... I thought the Leon magic... they didn't like confirm it, but that being about acceptance, and I thought, as like the weird tendril things were happening, we don't know what shape the shiny rod took with that, but I thought that was going to reveal Chariot as Chariot, so that she can accept herself for whatever happened, and so that Akko can accept Ursula as the person that she is. But then also I noticed how much time was left on the episode. I was like, okay, we probably won't have enough time.
I do appreciate the fact that before Ursula revealed herself or anything, that Akko could apologize to Ursula, not knowing still. So that to me was great the way it happened, because I wonder if she had revealed herself as Chariot, Akko might not have authentically been apologizing.
Exactly. Also would have been, wait, but you were hiding something from me. Why didn't you? And we're still going to have that moment, but luckily it won't be at a psychological and emotional low. Hopefully it'll be at the grandest thing, where it's like, congratulations, you did it. You found me. Here I am. But wait a minute. It was in your heart all along, also.
Believe in yourself.
But, I like how Croy tried with everything to stop Ursula, but even then, I think because she never got to handle the responsibility of the shiny rod, that she never understood it. And I'm hoping that maybe they can do the old tradition new magic spell and have a better understanding of each other and not look a shiny broom. But also, like, if there's something that can bring them together and have that understanding, sort of like Zuko looking at the fire and all of the colors of the fire. I'm just a reference house today, but it's one of my favorite lines. I understand.
So, it's just so deep.
So overly dramatic and
oh,
deep.
Oh, it is, though.
Yeah.
It's all about the delivery.
and they Akko and Ursula share this really heartfelt, sad, like, oh, my God, you're okay. You're okay. Everybody's okay. We're all right, arguably. Though, as they were riding out of the pollen, though, there was, like, they made sure to note that there was, like, a little singe. Mm-hmm. And do you think anything will come from that?
Originally,
I hope not.
I know.
Originally, I saw it like obviously Ursula / Chariot was affected, but then while when they were having that moment and they found the word, I thought that they in the animation they kind of showed whatever had affected her was kind of like cleaned and washed away.
Yeah, maybe that's what it. Yeah, yeah.
That's how I saw it.
But I think for that to have hit home a little bit more. They would have had to have more time, but more time in animation is very expensive. So being able to show that, yes, there was an effect, so that, yes, we could take that effect away, I think just because they never showed it effect, that we don't know if there is anything to take away.
Yeah.
But I definitely understand.
Because it could have just been that she was marked up from flying that fast. Maybe she hit something. But, yeah, I wasn't sure because it was kind of like... I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was a little ambiguous.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think Akko was hit by the pollen, but it almost looked like Ursula was when she was kind of flying through it.
And when it comes to Ursula, when she brought up the pollen, and this being the last word that Chariot, quote, last word, even though we know that this was the place where she got the shiny rod, maybe this was, who knows if she came back to unlock it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a reason as to why, like, with the pollen affecting witches' magic, and Diana mentioning that there are cases where even if the pollen does hit you, it will take you years to get back to what you once had, any connection between the pollen and Chariot going away, do you think?
Hmm. I definitely thought of it as a possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, she disappeared after finding the sixth word, right? So she dropped off.
Yeah, after finding Leon. Mm-hmm. And just because we saw Old Chariot and Ursula say Leon at the same time, and even I think it was sort of a misdirect because we got the story of the tree being where she gets the rod, mm-hmm. but this also being the last word that she found, a lot of right. We're in a couple of times at mm-hmm. the same time.
Yeah.
But we've got 4 episodes left. And I hope to see a little bit more. Before we go, though, we do have a little bit of news. AfterBuzz TV news. There, I did it. Don't worry about it, Becca. So we showed earlier on in the show, we did show one of the trailers for the Chamber of Time, which is the Little Witch Academia game that is coming out. It is going to be coming out of North America in 2018. Boo. But we got an English subbed trailer that is essentially an amalgam of the other two trailers, and now that we're a little bit deeper into the season, we might be able to understand a couple more of the references. Why don't we take a look at that trailer? Anytime you're ready, Becca. Are you there? Hello? Becca? Thank you. I love you. Appreciate it. Of course, it's right over. So go ahead and turn the volume down a little bit, and I'll talk over it, since we can't read it. There we go. So for those of you listening on audio, it's showing a lot of stuff from, quote, season one of the anime. And we now have a little bit about what the story is. Ah, I want more. Okay. Good thing there is more. So right after final exams and right before summer, they end up finding the Chamber of Time. Now, really quickly, Yasminka brings back Shiny Chariot as her super move. That's when I saw the robot. I went, wait, why have I seen that before? A little bit of Cerberus back in the snow. Man. Alright, so that's going to be coming to PS4 and Steam. Now let me read a little bit of a blurb that they have. After finishing their final exam, the students of the Lunanova Academy are about to leave for summer vacation. Don't worry about it. Akka discovers a secret room in the library that leads to the Chamber of Horologium, hidden in the basement of the school. Within the chamber is a clock that uses a forbidden magic to manipulate time, and it's one of the seven wonders of the Lunanova Academy. Akka and her friends end up trapped in a time loop, reliving the same day over and over and over and over and over. It actually says that. Will they be able to escape this time paradox and solve all the mysteries of the Academy? As reported by Gamatsu, it was announced that Amanda O'Neill, Constance Albrechtsberger, and Yasminka Atonenko will join Akko Kagari, Lotte Janssen, and Susie Manbavaran as playable characters. The game's official theme song will be Toki no Mirage by Yuiko Ohara, who also sings the ending theme song for the anime. In addition to the above, Bandai Namco revealed that players will be able to explore, quote, almost all of Lunanova Magical Academy, and, quote, almost every student is set to make an appearance. That's going to be coming out early 2018 in America, and I will try not to get a pirated copy from Japan because I just want more of this game. I love the style of the game. It maintains the 2D feel while being 3D. Do you game a lot, Rachel?
Yeah. I use Steam, so...
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see it's on there.
I want it.
Yeah, the game looks awesome.
It says that this is in between episodes... Or Eastman says this is in between episodes 13 and 14, but I thought... the Samhain Festival was in October. This is at the end of the school year, so that would be after the end of a whole... At the end of a whole year, not just at the end of a semester. So, good call, but don't think you're quite right on that one. Either way, we've got 4 episodes of Little Witch Academia left as we sign off here. Not necessarily predictions, so you don't have to hit the queue. But let us know where folks can find you, what you're working on, and what you want to see in these last 4 episodes.
So I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman, or Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. I'll also be on the Ray Donovan panel tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I really want to see more with Chariot. I want to see her full backstory before the season ends.
Stacey.
I would agree with that. All right, I'm Stacey Shuttleworth. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles. I'm also doing a little gaming show called Inventory Full, which is a little show. It's a wonderful little show.
It's a little show.
It's a very big show. Filled with gaming. That's why our inventory is very full.
Exactly. It's too full to talk about everything at every single outing. Hey, who knows? I'm the internet's Mark Bidonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Bidonica. I will also be joining Stacey on Inventory Full. That's going to be live in a couple of minutes. So make sure to head over to the Popcorn Talk Network and check that out. We're going to be back next week. We're going to be covering all 4 episodes. We're going to be first live a little bit after 3 for 22 and 23, and then 24 and 25 at 5 p.m. Make sure to join us live. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you. Thank you so much. Make sure to go and support all the other anime shows that we have done here at AfterBuzz TV, which includes Yuri on Ice. Boy, was that fun. Attack on Titan. Boy, was that depressing. Sword Art Online, which is a little bit dated, but that was one of the first shows that we did on the network. We also do Voltron, which is going to be live tonight. And then we also do Ruby, which counts. Ruby, Camp Camp, Bob's Burgers, Archer, South Park. We do all sorts of animation here at AfterBuzz TV. If you want to support the anime version, make sure to let AfterBuzz TV know. Make sure to leave comments on this video and on iTunes. And thank you so much. We will see you next time from Lunanova Academy, AfterBuzz TV, Little Witch Academia After Show. Signing off.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
We're gonna buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.